Proclamation number 3235 of 27th of August, 1944. Unification of the soul with the spirit. It is an extremely significant process when the human being's soul unites with the spirit within it, for then the turning point has, so to speak, occurred. The material existence has been overcome even though the human being still dwells on earth, and the spiritual world is predominant for the last part of his earthly change. The soul can now accept every manifestation of the spirit. It is able to understand it, and it uses its ability in the most extensive way. It allows itself to be taught and thus enters the state of knowledge. The spirit in the human being is constantly anxious to impart the richest knowledge to the soul in areas which are otherwise closed to the soul and which it can only enter with the help of the spirit. However, every material bondage is an obstacle in order to attain this knowledge. Consequently, the soul must first have overcome matter, for the soul's unification with the spirit is a purely spiritual process which does not tolerate any earthly bondage. Matter has such an effect on the soul that it is incapable of hearing the voice of the spirit within itself. The soul has to be completely detached from matter and completely abandon itself to the spirit within itself. It is to surrender itself completely without resistance to its strength, which now becomes effective in it as strength from God. And thus the soul is guided into knowledge. Divine wisdom is imparted to it because the spiritual spark in it is part of the divine spirit, whose gifts are of highest value and which therefore must help the soul to perfection. The soul will now be educated according to divine plan. It will be introduced to knowledge which signifies spiritual progress for it, for the more the soul stands in knowledge the freer it becomes and the more able it is to utilize this knowledge. And thus it now engages in love by passing this knowledge on to its fellow human beings. Knowledge which the human being receives from his fellow human being first has to be tested for its truthfulness. Knowledge, however, which the human being draws from himself, which the spirit in him has imparted to his soul, carries the unconditional truth within itself, and the soul feels this and therefore represents such knowledge full of conviction. And this knowledge will also not remain without impression on fellow human beings, because it is presented full of conviction and fully comprehensible to everyone, because it carries truth within itself, and this also captivates the fellow human being as soon as he seriously desires truth. And this is why the unification of the soul with its spirit is so significant. Because it not only helps one person to the truth and thus to maturity, but has a beneficial effect on wide circles, because the truth breaks through and is also recognized as such by people who strive for it again but have not yet established the unification of the soul with the spirit themselves. However, this unification will not be difficult for them as soon as they have the serious will to do so. And this will is stimulated again by truthful instructions from a person whose spirit is awakened. Amen.